John Robbins has had a roller coaster ride with money. Born to a family basking in multi-millions, he struck out on his own in his early 20s to lead a subsistence lifestyle with his new wife. Their interest in simple, healthy, and environmentally conscious living led to a Pulitzer Prize nomination for his 1987 best-selling book, Diet for a New America. The proceeds from that and his other six books, plus lectures and videos, added up to a small fortune, which suddenly disappeared when the Robbins family learned they had been ripped off in the massive fraud perpetrated by Bernard Madoff. Their lawyer said they would not recover the money. Without warning, the Robbins' lives were upended by crisis.
We always have choice about our attitudes. And if we feel like a victim and don't sense that there's a resilience or a potential for recovery or a response in ourselves, then we're going to experience a lot of bleak, grim fear in these economic times.
John Robbins spoke with me at the kitchen table of his airy home in Soquel, California, outside Santa Cruz. The long porch faces a lush grove of trees, the kind of place ideal for contemplation on a lazy day. John says they came very close to losing the property after their recent reversal of fortune.
But if we can see the losses that occurred, painful as they are, as opportunities for some new life to awaken in us, some new possibility to present for us, some new opportunity for us to create in our spirits and in our lives and in our connection with each other, then we can actually grow and heal. And heal from one of the greatest pains that we have that we haven't really recognized, which is that the alienation from each other, from our extensive community, from our connectedness with one another, from our connectedness with the web of life. We've built an economy that's based on devouring the planet. And that had to end at some point.
Simply unsustainable.
Totally and completely, and by definition, unfriendly to the earth. Unfriendly to the people of the earth, and that's all of us, and to all life itself.
John Robbins' personal financial crisis coincided with the global economic meltdown starting in late 2008. He does not disclose the exact amount of his loss, but it was certainly larger than that of most middle-class families who have struggled in the Great Recession. As recounted in his recent book, The New Good Life, John's relationship with money has always been atypical.
I've had quite a journey. I was born into a very wealthy family, and my father, who was the founder and co-owner of Baskin-Robbins 31 Flavors, the ice cream chain, groomed me to succeed him in the company. I am his only son. I was the heir apparent. I was expected to follow in his footsteps and run what became the world's largest ice cream company. But I chose to walk away from that, and I chose to live a very different life. And I told my dad I didn't want to have a trust fund. I didn't want an inheritance. I didn't want to depend on his achievements. I wanted to live by different values, and I wanted to seek a different kind of success, one more in keeping with a connection to life, frankly. And one that was not based on selling a product that I thought was unhealthy to people.
Much as you loved eating it.
Much as I totally loved eating it. But when people hear that I don't eat ice cream now, they sometimes feel sorry for me, and I say, please don't. I ate more ice cream during my childhood than probably most people would eat in 20 lifetimes. We had an ice cream cone-shaped swimming pool in our backyard. It was a very wealthy family, and I walked away entirely from that. And with my wife, who we've been together now 45 years, we built a little log cabin, one room, on an island off the coast of British Columbia, and lived there for 10 years growing our own food. We lived very simply, and it was quite a pendulum swing from the way I had grown up. I somewhat jokingly say that in my original family, my family of origin, roughing it meant that room service was late. But now we were really roughing it because we were miles from our nearest neighbor. We didn't have an automobile. We were living very, very simply and weaving ourselves back into the web of life, into the natural world. reconnecting with some very basic and essential aspects of the human experience. I walked away from a lot of money, a lot of financial security, and people sometimes say, how could you have done that? And the reason is that I actually walked into more emotional security. I didn't feel emotionally secure, even though there was virtually unlimited financial resources in my family. So by walking away from that into a life more consistent with my heart, with my relationships, with all of life, I felt I was actually becoming more secure in myself, more confident in myself. It was a choice for integrity.